Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we are having another special program where we are just giving God thanks for the great things He's doing. Here in the United States, of course, this is our Thanksgiving week where we have set aside time to just give thanks to God for all of His blessings. And I explained this more on yesterday's program, but for all of you outside of the U.S., I still think it's good for you. It may not be a national holiday for you, but if you're a Christian, you ought to live a life to where you are just constantly giving thanks. As a matter of fact, this is one of the things that the Lord has shown me that is just, it's a way of taking your spiritual temperature in a sense. Like in Colossians chapter 2, it says in verse 6, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." The way you abound in faith is the therein it's talking about is with thanksgiving. Over in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, it says, "With thanksgiving let your request be made known unto God." And just on and on and on we could go with this. Thanksgiving, let me say it this way. If you are not operating in thanksgiving, then you know what? You aren't spiritually healthy. You're sick. You've got something going on. And I know that there's some people that may really get upset at that and think, "How dare you say this about me? You don't know what I'm going through." Well, I'm saying you don't know how good God is and how much He's blessed you. Yes, things may be bad, but you need to praise God that they're as good as they are. They could be worse. If it wasn't for God, I guarantee you Satan would be running roughshod over all of us. And even if you're in a bad time right now, when you abound in faith or in thanksgiving, it makes you abound in faith. Your faith strengthens, therefore your deliverance comes quicker. And I'm telling you, praise and thanksgiving is a very important part of every person's life. It should be an important part of every person's life. So what I'm doing during this week, I'm talking about thanksgiving. I'm encouraging you to be thankful, but also we are using testimonies of people's lives who have been changed through the ministry and how the Word of God is changing them. And, you know, I've often heard on radio people say, "Well, let me read this letter of a listener and what's happened." Well, what we're doing, we have actually taken our television camera with us to some of our meetings, and we've interviewed people who have testimonies about how the Word of God is changing their life. Today, we had a man who was a missionary to Zambia. He came through here and he was sharing a testimony with us about how that the Word of God had been a blessing to him and how he was able to see a little boy raised from the dead who had drowned. And it was so powerful that we just brought him into our studio and we recorded this. And I think it's going to be a blessing to you. So we're going to play his testimony. I encourage you to listen and to just be giving thanks with us for the way that God has changed people's lives through the Word of God. And then I'll come back at the end of the program.
Well, it was almost a year ago. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I heard this blood curling scream in the yard. And so we went out of the house to look. And as I was going out the door, then I saw the wife or the mother of the child. And she was just, she had kind of lost it, and she was just screaming. And we looked at the pool, and their 3.5-year-old son was laying face down in the water, entangled in some of the ropes that were in the pool. And so we pulled him out. There was no pulse, no heartbeat. His eyes had already been rolled back in his head, and his tongue was sticking out and very dry. And we determined that he was in the water at least 5 minutes. We don't know how long or how much longer than that. But we pulled him out, and the scripture that came to my mind immediately was in Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Right at the end of that verse, there's a little part that says, "The power of the Lord is present to heal." And that just came to me very, very strongly that this child was going to be okay. And so we began to pump water out and do mouth to mouth and just declare that the child was going to live. We weren't praying God to please heal him. We just declared that the word of God was so. And we just kept praying that and kept praying it. We had a 17-year-old on the property that said, well, I'll get the car out. We'll take him to the hospital. And I just said to the father, let's not move this child until we have a pulse or a heartbeat. And we didn't know how long that would take. But so he got the car out and he got the car ready. And we continued to pray over that child. And about 24 minutes later, his whole body just kind of leaped off the concrete. It only came up like an inch or so, but his whole body responded at once. And we had a heartbeat and we had a pulse. And it wasn't very strong, but then we just said, okay, let's take him to the clinic. And the clinic said that they were not able to help him at all because he was too far gone. The nurses were coming out of the room and they kept saying, he's too far gone, you know, there's nothing we can do. And I told the parent, the dad, stay with that child and continue to tell the nurses that the power of the Lord is present to heal, that this child would be okay. And don't let them tell you anything different. I said, they're just doing their job, but we need to do our job. I ran across the street, we got an ambulance, and we took him to the main hospital. And at the main hospital, it's also a teaching hospital. And at this hospital, they declared that they wouldn't be able to do anything for a minimum of 2 hours because his body temperature had gone so low. That evening, he first came to. He started to say a few words, but it was very garbled and just nonsense. There was no direction to his voice or common linking of words or anything. But he was able to take a little bit of water and he kept it down. The next morning, we walked in the hospital and the parents were already there. And there was a group of doctors standing in the corner. And I asked the mother what they were talking about because they were talking about in a native tongue. And she said they were preparing to come over and tell us that this child, if he lived, he probably wouldn't live. But if he lived, he would probably be brain dead and that they should not look at taking him home. So I grabbed the mother's hand and I said, let's walk over to them. And we walked over to them and we said, you know, we really need your help at this time. This child is going to be okay. He's going to be fine. And I know what you think, but we really need your help to help us in this matter. Would you please just not talk about what's not going to happen? Let's talk about what is going to happen. And so we continued to pray for the child. We stayed with him that day. And the next day, he changed a little bit. He sat up in bed about 8 o'clock that evening, and he said clearly, Dad, there's a toy in this particular store. I'd really like to have it. Would you go and get it for me? And so the dad rushed out, got the toy, brought it back to the hospital. And the doctors are already starting to wonder what is really going on here. Then he also brought in a laptop computer for his son. His 3.5-year-old had a racing game on the computer, and he loved to play and set up the cars. And the next morning, this would be, I think, the third day, in the morning, I walked into the hospital, and there's 15 to 20 doctors all around his bed. And I'm wondering, what's going on? Because they were kind of excited, but yet I didn't know. And so I went up, and we walked up to him, and this 3.5-year-old is explaining to the doctors what keys on the keyboard to hit to choose the selection of race car. And then he was showing them how to move the keys so that the car would turn the corners and showing them how fast the cars can go. And he's doing this all on the laptop and he's explaining to the doctors how to make these race cars really work. And the doctors were just astounded. And they declared, this is a miracle, this is a miracle, this is a miracle, we can't believe it. And so the parents said, well, then can we take the child home? We know he's going to be all right. And they said, well, it's a miracle, but maybe we just need to keep him one more day for observation, just in case. And so I said, that's fine, keep him as long as you like, but this child is going home perfectly healed, perfectly healthy. And so they kept him one more day. The next day they released him. And the father of the child and myself, we didn't have to say anything. The whole hospital was on fire talking about a miracle that had happened in their hospital. And when we got out of the hospital the next day and took the child home, then the whole city was talking about this miracle that had occurred. And today I can tell you he just finished preschool and he passed all of his tests. He's a perfectly normal, very ambitious, very high energetic child, and he's going to be just fine.
Well, I hope that that testimony blessed you. I tell you what, God is a miracle working God. He's alive today. And you know, every time we share a miraculous testimony about somebody being raised from the dead or something, when I've talked about this, I have people write in and nearly upset, like, well, if this is true, why don't you let the news outlets know about it? How come you aren't broadcasting this? And I wind up getting rebuked over this. I'm on worldwide television sharing these things. I'm giving it as much credit as I possibly can. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the news media and many people do not want to believe this. They will not believe it. They will find a way to discredit. They will say that there's no confirmation. That's another thing. I have people write in and say, did you get it confirmed? Did a doctor send out some kind of a paper or something saying that your son was raised from the dead? No, they didn't. And let me answer that by saying that they didn't confirm that Lazarus was raised from the dead either. How do you know he wasn't in a comatose state? And there's people that will say things like that. Jesus didn't have a need to get a doctor's verification for it. It's not that I'm against those kind of things. Some of the testimonies that we shared yesterday showed a couple that had, I think they called it an EKG. I think that's what we call it. They called it something different. But they had the paper with those heart monitor deals on it that showed that he had a severe heart attack, and in less than an hour or so, he had a completely normal heart. And so we do have doctors' verification sometimes, but most doctors will not verify something that is outside of the lines of accepted. Like my son, who was raised from the dead. I talked to this male nurse, and I asked him twice, was he dead? And he says, people that have come in like him do not leave any other way than in a body bag. And then he just went on and carried on about some stuff. And I said, so was he dead? And he says, if he ever has something like this happen, there's only one way to leave, and that's through the ground. And I mean, they just refuse to say dead. I mentioned this to a guy who's a doctor friend of mine, and he said most of it's liability issues, that if they admit that he was dead, and well, for one thing, they would believe probably that they put him in the cooler, stripped him naked, put a toe tag on him when he wasn't fully dead, and they would be liable to lawsuits and other kind of things. And so anyway, they just are vague for liability issues. Anyway, I've never found doctors that are willing to confirm that miracles happen today. It would hurt their credibility with most of their, what do you call it, contemporaries. It would hurt them in the eyes of other people. So my point is that people say, why aren't you broadcasting this? Why don't you let it know? That's the reason we're putting it on television. I tell you, God's changing people's lives, and God can change yours. You know, I want to share another testimony with you that came from a meeting there in South Africa, and this guy had a peanut allergy, so much so that even if he was around people, his little son breathed on him one time, and he nearly died from that. And he just miraculously reached out and took a word that came from God and believed, and God set him free. So watch this, and I'll be right back after this testimony.
You know, 2 years ago, I used to study theology as well, you know, and I just got disillusioned with talking to people and having no power. You know, it was ridiculous, and I decided to leave ministry altogether. And then a good friend of mine introduced me to Andrew Womack's teachings, and I started listening to it. And he actually downloaded more than 200 hours worth of teachings from the internet, and I just devoured it. You know, I just sat there and I thought, where was this when I needed this? But today was the first time, you know, it actually came into practice for me personally. I've been allergic to peanuts for 35 years now. 36 years. I was born with it. And it's a deadly allergy. If somebody else eats peanuts and they touch me, you know, I get a skin rash. And I had to rush off to hospital once because my son ate a peanut butter sandwich. And I put him to bed and I just lay down next to him and he was just breathing in my face. And my lungs just started swelling up and I had to rush off to hospital. You know, we had to really rush to get there. And that's how bad. And the doctors actually told me every time I get exposed to peanuts, the allergy gets worse and worse. Last night, Andrew prayed for the people. I was actually sitting, you know. I was just going, you know, I don't need anything from God. I'm blessed. I'm awesome. And he said, no, there's somebody with an allergy, you know. And I just felt something in me, you know. And God started speaking to me last night. And this morning I got up and I told my wife, you know what, I'm going to go in faith and I'm going to eat some peanuts today, you know. And so I came here and I bought a peanut bar, Black Cat peanut bar. And I just told my wife, listen, this is faith. You know, if either Jesus is who he says he is, or I'm going to die. But I'd rather die than not have Jesus who he says he is, you know. And then I just told her, listen, either Andrew Womack's lying and Jesus is not the truth, or I'm going to be healed of this allergy, peanut allergy. And I just started eating it. And as I ate it, I got the normal reaction, you know, the swelling and everything started. And I just went, no, this is not right. This is not right. Jesus is there. And I resisted it. And praise God, I'm healed. I'm standing here. The last time I went to hospital, I ate this much accidentally got some peanuts in me. I had to rush off to hospital. I was there for a couple of hours, got intravenous things. And today I ate a whole peanut bar, which is more than a deadly dose, and praise God, I'm healed. And the beautiful thing is, I phoned my mother just now, and I told her, listen, Mom, you won't believe what I ate this morning. And she said, what? And I said, no, I had a peanut bar. And she said, you'll die. And so I said, no, I'm still alive. You know, it's more than an hour ago, so, you know, I would have been long gone. You don't have much time with an allergy, so it's just awesome, you know, and praise God.
Praise God. I tell you, that really encouraged me, that Ben here just took a step of faith, and it could have cost him his life. And I don't know if you picked up on this, but he said that after he went out and ate that entire peanut bar, that he began to have some of the same symptoms that he had had before, and he just stood and said no. He had a word from God, and he had to resist it. You know, there's a lot of people that when it comes to healing and they're trying to receive a healing, they just test the things of God, and they try it, and if there is any symptom, if anything looks bad, they just fold like a $2 suitcase. They just quit, and they give up, and they think it didn't work. You know, if Ben would have done that, it's possible that he could have been dead today. But he knew he had a word from God. He mixed it with faith, and there was a little attack from the devil, but he was able to overcome it. The way that I tell people when I pray for them, like especially people that have had chronic pain, and they're used to just pain over and over and over, I'll tell people that if you ever have another pain, it doesn't mean that you weren't healed or that you've lost your healing. What it is, it's just like the devil knocking on the door. I believe that Satan has the ability to put pains on you. I have pains hit me. I've had things hit me that if every time I had a pain or something went wrong, I always begin to start just wondering, what could this be? And I start thinking, I guarantee you, I could have all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. But I have things come. I believe that Satan can hit you with a pain. He can do something. But if you will resist him, he will flee from you. That's what it says in James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so Ben resisted those symptoms, and I mean within just moments, things cleared up. And I think at the time that this testimony was shot, he said it had been over an hour since he had eaten that peanut bar. And he said by that time, he would have been dead. He would have been in the hospital and already dead. And here he was just perfectly normal and healthy. He had to resist the devil. There was some effort involved in it. It's amazing to me how many people just think that if God was to heal you, then everything would be perfect. You know what? God certainly has the power to just heal you and that's it. But we have a adversary, the devil, that goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And we just live in a fallen world. Satan can come and hit you with pains. And you have to stand. So I want to encourage you. The testimony you saw about the little boy that was raised from the dead and the man that just stood, and I think he said it was something like 20 minutes or more that he prayed before there was visible results. See, a lot of people would have just prayed, and if there's nothing, well, then they quit. They give up. He prayed until he saw results. Ben, when he prayed and believed, he had some symptoms come on him, but he resisted them and worked through it. And you know what? God has also promised you healing. I want to encourage you with these testimonies and encourage you to just believe God. And if you have to stand a little bit, if Satan fights, it's okay. It's not a problem. You can resist him. I guarantee you, I believe in victory, but I don't necessarily believe in victory with no battle. Sometimes you have to stand and work through things. So hopefully these testimonies today have been a blessing to you and an encouragement. And again, this week, we're just doing a special series of programs where we are just thanking God. This is our Thanksgiving week here in the United States, and we are thanking God for these changed lives. And I believe that it's an encouragement to you. Hopefully it's edifying you and building you up. And it primarily is just to say thanks to God and thanks to our partners who have enabled us to be on television and putting forth the word that is changing people's lives.
Andrew's complete teaching titled The Effects of Praise is available on either CD or in book form. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Request item T1004C for the CD album or T309 for the book. This series is also available for audio downloads absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. To order from the web, click on Store, also on the left-hand side. The second teaching in the album titled Effect of Praise on the Devil is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this second CD free of charge when you write or call. Request item TW3C. This is the only day we'll be offering this second CD, so be sure to contact us today. We're pleased to announce that Changed Lives Africa 2009 is now available. Contained on this DVD are powerful testimonies of changed lives, healings, and even two stories of children raised from the dead. Changed Lives Africa is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Request DVD T3007D. To write us, use the address on your screen. If you prefer, you can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
We're making available to you this week my teaching on the effects of praise, and also we're offering the DVDs that have these testimonies on it. But you can go to our website and you can download thousands of my television programs, many thousands of my radio programs. I've got hundreds of my teachings available. It's just a great, great website, and I believe it would be a blessing to you. So please check it out. We have the address right there on your screen. And also, I have a guest book that I try and read every single day. And I would love to hear your comments if these testimonies have been a help to you. So check it out. The address is right there. And go on the web today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar December 31st through January 2nd. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to join me on December the 31st. That's, of course, New Year's Eve through January the 2nd. We're going to be back at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be a special time. I've got a special announcement to share with you. This will be my first time to share it publicly. And I tell you, if at all possible, I'd encourage you to come and be with us. Also, Charlie and Jill LeBlanc will be there with a live band. It's going to be a great time. Last year, we had over 1,000 people. We're expecting more this year. Plus, you get a special rate at the Biltmore, a reduced price of $139 per room, and they normally start around $300 up to $1,000. And that price is good for 3 days before or 3 days after. So come join us for our Phoenix Gospel Truth, December the 31st through January the 2nd.
If you're a regular viewer of Gospel Truth, or you've seen our Destiny Stories DVD series, you're familiar with Leland Shores. Leland heard from God, pursued his destiny, graduated from Charis Bible College, and moved to Uganda, Africa, to fulfill the plan of God for his life. This past summer, Leland and his new wife, Carol, returned to Colorado Springs to attend the 2009 Summer Family Bible Conference, where Leland had the honor of speaking before his mentors at CBC.
God has an opinion of us, and He has honored us, but He acknowledged us. He has acknowledged us. He has set us apart. Hallelujah. So that we can boast and glorify Him. We can't glorify God unless we've received His glory. And it is not a robe. It is a position.
Leland and Carol are back in Uganda and are currently in the process of establishing a Charis Bible College program in that African nation. Be sure and keep them in your prayers as they continue walking in the destiny that God has prepared for them.
The Lord is really prospering this ministry, and one of the ways that we're touching people is through our Charis Bible College. And this year we have around 500 students just in our Colorado Springs branch of the Charis Bible College. We have 13 Bible colleges scattered worldwide. We have hundreds or thousands of people taking it by correspondence. And I tell you, God is changing people's lives. If you really want to get hold of these truths, I tell you, the Charis Bible Colleges are the best way that I have of doing that. So we have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call, get information, find out how you can enroll either in one of these schools physically or by correspondence and take advantage of the Charis Bible Colleges.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
You know, I wanted to become a practical Christian, okay? So I learned about Andrew on Ero TV through the teachings. And while I listened to the grace message and faith, and I said, yeah, this is the man. So I got on the web and downloaded the material, okay, on the internet. And I read about God's love, about grace, and a lot more. And I was transformed and changed.
That's tomorrow on the Gospel Truth.